proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines: MP sues party chairman for defamation. Southern, Eastern and Central Province to benefit from beef compartments. Ivory Coast Iron Lady hiding in a foxhole. And FAS appoints Ikoto Tembwa as head of media. Now the news in detail. Copperbelt NH Corporation CEC Managing Director Owen Slavwe says allowing the private investors to identify and develop their own transmission line supported by anchor customers will help the development of new power transmission capacity in Zambia. The drought experienced in Zambia in the past few years has seen an explosion in planned new generation capacity, with the bulk of the investors pushing to invest in the solar photometric PV renewable plants across the country. But there are concerns that Zambia currently does not have capacity to transport or the plant load, as the country's transmission infrastructure is weak and limited. Mr. Slavwe told the panel of CEC at the just-ended NH Forum for Africa 2025 in Lusaka that the success of the Zambia and Democratic Republic of Congo transmission line could be used as a mode for accelerating private sector investment in developing and sustainable running new transmission modes. Mr. Slavwe believes that the private sector has a critical role to play in the financing and development of new transmission line. He praised the Zambian government for the strides made in reforming the legal and regulatory framework, such as open access regime, which is supporting private sector participation in the electricity value chain.
The private sector has a critical role to play in the financing and development of transmission. And I think going forward, we certainly need to pull resources from both the public sector and the private sector. We obviously need to work at it. We may have to patch up in terms of the model in the interim, but we'll eventually get to the right model at some point in the future.
Member of Parliament for Iteji Teji, Twambo Mutinta, has sued his party district chairman, Hardwick Kangongwe, on allegations of defamation. Mr. Mutinta has demanded 5 million kwacha from his own district chairman, who stays in a village. Lawyers for Mutinta have given the district chairman a bank account in which to deposit the money within 7 days. Mr. Mutinta claims that his chairman defiled him in a letter he wrote to the provincial chairman outlining how Mutinta is interfering with party structures. It is alleged that Mutinta has been trying to remove current office holders and replace them with his personal cadres so that he is guaranteed of adoption for 2026. Alliance Against Corruption has agreed with the sentiment made by head of state during the opening of the 5th session of the 10th National Assembly over the final handling of corruption cases in Zambia. Alliance Against Corruption Executive Director Noe Chisere says the institute is deeply concerned over how corruption cases are being handled in Zambia. He says despite the efforts of the Drug Enforcement Commission and the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in investigating and prosecuting corruption cases, the outcome from the courts have been disappointing. Dr. Noor says the ACC notes with dismay that individuals convicted of extreme huge corruption-related offences are often handed lenient sentences that do not reflect the crime.
The Alliance Against Corruption notes with dismay that individuals convicted of extremely huge corruption-related offences are often handed lenient sentences that do not reflect the severity of their crimes. For instance, recent cases have been high-profile individuals receiving jail terms of 2 to 4 years, which is grossly inadequate considering the magnitude of corruption involved. This leniency undermines the fight against corruption and sends a wrong message that corruption is not taken seriously in Zambia.
President Hakainde Hichilema has announced that Southern, Eastern and Central Province will be the first to benefit from the establishment of beef compartments, a key initiative aimed at unlocking Zambia's beef export potential. President Hichilema has underscored the livestock sector as a cornerstone of the country's economic transformation agenda and a vital source of foreign exchange. The head of state projected that with strengthened disease control measures, preservation and surveillance, the livestock industry has the potential to contribute up to $1 billion to the national economy by 2030. He however highlighted progress in animal health management, that vaccination coverage against major livestock diseases such as contagious polio, bovine pneumonia and foot and mouth disease now stand at 90%. He added that intensified vaccination drives against black quarter anthrax, East Coast fever and Newcastle disease are further protecting national herds. And in local news, police in Sheshekke District have charged and arrested a woman identified as Charis Tota Mundoma, aged 24, of Kashongami compound for allegedly assaulting her 10-year-old niece. The matter was reported at Sheshekke Police Station on September 10, 2025, around 19:20. The incident occurred earlier the same day, around 18 hours, in Kashongami compound. The report was made by a social welfare officer on behalf of the victim, who sustained multiple bruises after being beaten. Brief facts are that the victim was sent by her aunt to deliver 500 kwacha to the market but lost the money on the way. After failing to recover it, the suspect allegedly assaulted her at home using a stick and electric cable. The child managed to escape and reported the matter to Sheshekke Police through a social welfare officer. You're still with me, Alex Yanga, who's your more in foreign and sports news after this break.
Listen to One Love Radio main news.
Too much corruption.
At 8 hours.
Yeah, well, the question is, those people just to deliver according to what people want. Let them not get it, and we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call plus 211-22-4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
Welcome back. Ivory Coast First Lady Simone Gongombo has gone from hiding in a foxhole in an attempt to avoid arrest to boldly announcing she will run for president. In an extraordinary comeback, the controversial 76-year-old was this week surprisingly allowed to contest October's election, calling on supporters to help build a new nation. For years, Gongombo worked side by side with her ex-husband and was considered to be the power behind his throne. Now, with a criminal conviction and a divorce behind her, she takes center stage as a presidential candidate in her own right. Gongombo was Ivory Coast's first lady from 2000 and 2011. For more in international news, we monitor BBC.
Qatari officials say the country remains on high alert following Israel's deadly attack on Hamas leaders as it cannot rule out another strike. A foreign ministry spokesman told the BBC no Gulf state was safe. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting the northeastern state of Manipur today, his first trip there since ethnic violence erupted 2 years ago. Mr. Modi has faced repeated criticism over his absence from the state since the clashes between the Kuki and Meitei communities broke out. Almost 200 people are now known to have died in two boat accidents in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Rescue teams are still searching for survivors. Sudanese paramilitaries have killed at least 10 civilians, including aid workers, in the capital of North Darfur. Witnesses said that RSF fighters entered homes in Al-Fasha and shot people they accused of supporting the Sudanese army. Reports from Pakistan say Taliban fighters have killed at least 12 soldiers in an ambush in the northwest of the country. Officials in South Waziristan say a military convoy was attacked early on Saturday.
Now sports.
And finally in sports news, the Football Association of Zambia FAS has made changes in the media department at Football House with the appointment of Nkweto Twemba as head of media and communication and Godfrey Chukwu.